Welcome to Sarah Ter's Daily Reading, number 751, from March 27, 2026. Today's list has 11 links, and Richard kicks things off by mentioning it's baseball's opening weekend, and he'll be at a San Diego Padres game. Let's get into the articles. First up, a really practical piece from the Post-Hov team titled, What We Wish We Knew About Building AI Agents. This one's worth your time if you're anywhere near the build versus buy decision for AI agents. Their core insight is that before you build a custom agent, you should seriously ask whether an MCP server would do the job. Post-Hov found that 34% of dashboards created by AI were done through their MCP server, which is nearly as much as their built-in agent. They went through three iterations of their agent harness before landing on the Claude Agent SDK with MCP tools and skills. The lesson that stands out: don't burn innovation points on the harness itself. Use an existing SDK, make MCP the canonical interface, and focus your energy on context, the unique blend of your product's data and capabilities that no generic tool can match. Next, a research analysis from the Ardell newsletter asking how Google turned AI IDE features into measurable productivity gains. The big takeaway here is that model quality alone wasn't the bottleneck. Google studied two AI-powered IDE features across 36,000 developers over 14 months. They found that UX changes rivaled model improvements in impact. Adding a floating button next to code selections increased first-time users by 64%, improving diff rendering cut review time by 7%. And here's a fascinating detail. Caching alone boosted the acceptance rate by 17% and increased the share of ML-written code by 41%. They frame this as an opportunity funnel where value leaks out at every stage between prediction and developer action. The message is clear. Instrument. The full funnel. Treat UX as a first-class lever and close the gap between your training data and how developers actually use the tool. Third, a Harvard Business Review piece arguing that leaders underestimate the value of employee joy. The core point is that companies have gotten incredibly good at understanding their customers, mapping journeys, using predictive analytics, studying behaviors. But when it comes to understanding their own employees, most still rely on intuition or generic surveys. The disconnect is real. The people who create customer experiences are the ones being least understood. It's a short read, but a good nudge for anyone in leadership. From the Google Developers blog, there's a post about closing the knowledge gap with agent skills. This is about the Gemini API developer skill, which is a lightweight, markdown-based way to teach coding agents about your SDK. The results are striking. Gemini 3 series models jumped from a 6.8% baseline to excellent pass rates once the skill was added. But here's the nuance. Older models with weaker reasoning barely benefited. You need strong reasoning support in the model for skills to really work. They also acknowledge that Vercel's research found direct instruction through agent stochastic TaskMD can outperform skills. So this space is still evolving. The update story for skills is another open question. Stale skill files could do more harm than good. Gergely Oros from The Pragmatic Engineer tackles whether the forward-deployed engineer role is becoming less desirable. Job postings for FDEs grew more than tenfold in 2025, and company earnings calls mentioning the role jumped from 8 to 50. But here's the catch. Only about 10% of engineers actually want the job. The reality, according to engineers who've taken these roles, is that FDE work often ends up looking more like sales engineering or consulting than real software engineering. One developer quit after 4 weeks, calling it a typical IT services mindset. The takeaway, when there's high demand for a role that pays decently but attracts little interest, there's always a reason. Then there's a fun one from Guillaume Laforge about generating music with Google's Lyria 3 model using the Gemini interactions. Java SDK. Lyria 3 comes in two flavors, a clip model for 30-second pieces and a pro model for full songs up to 3 minutes. You can control structure with bracketed metadata like intro, verse, and chorus. You can provide your own lyrics. You can request instrumental only. And the API returns native MP3, so there's no PCM decoding headaches. It's one of those articles that makes you marvel at how much creative capability is now accessible through a few lines of code. The Dropbox engineering team shares how they reduced their monorepo from 87 gigabytes down to 20, a 77% reduction, cutting clone time from over an hour to under 15 minutes. The culprit wasn't large binaries or misplaced dependencies. It was Git's delta compression heuristic. Git uses the last 16 characters of a file path to pair files for comparison, but Dropbox's internationalization files had the language code earlier in the path. So Git was computing deltas between completely unrelated language files, producing bloated pack files. The fix required working directly with GitHub, since server-side repacking determines what clients actually download. A great detective story about how infrastructure assumptions can silently compound. From the Firebase blog, an exciting update about Next.js deployment adapters. With Next. JS 16.2.2, there's now a stable deployment adapter API, the result of a collaboration between Firebase, Vercel, Netlify, Cloudflare, and AWS. This replaces the fragile reverse engineering that hosting providers previously had to do to support features like incremental static regeneration or middleware. It means true long-term support across major versions, better security through standardization, and a foundation for solving remaining challenges like cache components and proxy features. If you've been using the experimental web framework support in Firebase hosting, now's the time to migrate to app hosting. There's an article from Tetherick about the top 3 everyday Angular tasks that MCP servers can automate. The 3 tasks are scaffolding components, turning data into UI layouts, and iterating on existing interfaces. The key point is that without MCP, AI assistants generate code based on patterns they've seen before, without knowing your Angular version, your component library, or your project structure. With MCP, the assistant connects to your actual tools and generates valid, grounded code. It's not magic code generation, it's a faster, more accurate starting point. Wiz introduces their new agents and workflows platform for cloud security. They've built 3 specialized agents. Red Agent for offensive security, that reasons through application logic to find vulnerabilities. Blue Agent for defensive investigation that gathers evidence across cloud. Telemetry and runtime signals, and Green Agent for resolution that traces issues to root causes and generates environment-specific remediation steps. The workflow engine lets teams orchestrate how these agents operate, automatically triggering fixes for high-confidence findings or routing lower confidence ones through human approval. It's an interesting model of how AI agents can work as a coordinated team within a security program. Finally, Nicole Forsgren's InfoQ presentation titled From Friction to Flow: How Great DevEx Makes Everything Awesome. Her central argument is that AI has made code generation fast, but hasn't fixed the rest of the software delivery pipeline. Writing code is no longer the bottleneck. It's reviews, deployments, testing, and approvals. She references some eye-opening numbers. McKinsey found 40% of developer budgets go to avoidable rework, and one estimate puts the cost of technical debt at $152 trillion. Her DevOps framework focuses on 3 dimensions: feedback loops, flow state, and cognitive load. The point about AI changing flow state is particularly interesting. We're no longer sitting in deep focus writing code for hours. Instead, it's a rapid cycle of prompting, reviewing, accepting, and rewriting. That's a fundamentally different cognitive experience. That's all 11 from reading list 751. A few threads connect today's articles. The recurring theme that AI's real productivity gains come from improving everything around the model, not just the model itself. Google's IDE research, PostHub's agent journey, and Foursquare's DevEx talk all converge on this idea. The infrastructure and UX and process matter as much as the intelligence. Until next time.